Design Review Advisory Committee. Howard, are you speaking in this? Richard.
Howard.
Mr. Mayor, you have me. You will recall that back in September, you enabled a design review advisory committee for the overlay issue that we have done with the village overlay. Shortly afterwards, you populated the committee with three members. And under the advice of our legal team, now would be an appropriate opportunity for you to, for your pleasure, again, text amendment to expand the number of persons on the design review advisory committee from 3 to 7. Afterwards, if that text amendment were to go through, at your leisure, you could populate the remaining 4 members. The idea behind this is strictly logistics.
Sure.
It's just an idea that every time 2 or more of our committee get together to discuss a project, whether it be on site, privately, publicly, it's bound to be advertised by the city in a public place. There needs to be notes taken so that if we have larger membership that could actually accomplish more.
All right. Any questions for Howard on this? Seeing if there's none, good. Please initiate that text amendment.
Can I have just one comment?
Yes, please, Danny.
Is this only, only for the overlay district? Or are we going, is it possible that we can expand this to a wider scope? I mean, what's our legal status or something like that?
For the review?
Yes.
Warren?
Yes, I'd like to address this. You've got a couple of different issues here. This design review advisory committee in its present form is looked at from an ordinance standpoint, in my mind, as a temporary setup. The piece that's missing within the process is that you have the overlay ordinance, which is pretty much a black or white, yes or no, yes you can do this, no you can't. And that's the reason they're set up, is to make it easy for, from a developer standpoint, that if you meet these regulations, you get your permit, you don't have to go before any other boards. And then from the city standpoint, it allows you to create some additional regulations that don't exist in the citywide zoning ordinance. The piece that's missing in this is that there are no design guidelines that kind of set the pretty or the more abstract settings. That piece still needs to be developed. And then you really get into design review. The reason that you wouldn't apply this citywide is that you don't, that what works within the village may not work in other nodes or character areas within the city. So I think that overlay ordinances are very effective when they're used selectively and they're written very specifically for the areas that you're looking at to set some additional guidelines. And I think as we really get into more of the complex side of the planning process, we go look at redevelopment plans for Dunwoody Village, Georgetown area, and then some of the other character areas that we identified through the comprehensive plan process, such as the Jet Ferry, Winter's Chapel, and in other districts within the city, you are going to see probably some suggestions from staff to add overlay districts in different areas. They are very useful, but they really have to be used carefully. If you apply Dunwoody Village specific guidelines citywide, I think you'd be creating some messes to clean up, because they're really not a one-size-fits-all approach.
Let me just expand a little bit on that, Warren. Is it possible to not use the criteria of the overlay district of Dunwoody Village, but to use a criteria citywide to have a design review advisory committee, like, i.e. somewhat, the VJ is active in the past, if you will.
From a regulatory standpoint, what you have to do is you have to have something to go by. In other words, if you've got a decision-making body, this, for example, this design review advisory board, 7 members, is a recommending body to the city staff. If you put in something more formal where they would have yay or nay decision on permits, it can't be arbitrary or capricious, so they've got to have some standards by which to go by. And mostly what zoning regulations are written are you can be 40 feet from the setback. And that's not a gray area where you can say, well, we're okay with 35 in this case. That really is a variance issue that goes to the Zoning Board of Appeals. So I think very successful design review advisory boards or design review committees that actually yay or nay certificates of appropriateness for a different project really have to have some very specific standards to go by, so that you've got fairness to the property owner, the business owner, and also the citizens. So it's not something I would recommend citywide at this point until we have the appropriate guidelines in place.
But that's possible down the road someday?
Yeah, and I think you wouldn't want to do it necessarily citywide, but you want to pick out specific nodes and character areas where it makes sense.
Okay, thanks.